Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the High 502 Guys. My name is Tino Caceres, and I have Ryan Clock here to the left of me.
Hey, thank you, everybody. Thanks so much. Ryan Clock here, 37 years young, pot smoker for roughly 22 years now and counting.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan Clock. He will be my partner on this journey through the I-502 process. And tonight we actually have two special guests. We have Sawyer Hosseller right here.
What's up, man?
And we have Justin Terwilliger.
Hey there.
Sitting right across from me. And today, this episode, Strain of the Week, is basically based on Skittles, which is a child of Grape Ape and Grapefruit Skunk, right?
Yeah, no one says that, but yeah, some people would say that.
Nice.
Tino, great job segueing straight into Strain of the Week. Yeah. What are we doing here on High 502, guys?
Yeah. Well, we're going to be doing some smoking of the weed, or we're doing some dabbing. We actually have the predecessors, the parents of the Skittles on deck.
Yeah.
We've got Grape Ape Life Resin, and we've got some Grapefruit Skunk high terpene extract vape cart. And, well, that was brought to you from Nature's Gift.
Oh, shit.
And that comes to you from Kenna Organa, too.
You just sold me, man.
Located in Carlsberg, Washington.
Okay, we pre-funked a little bit, just to let everybody know. Today was $9 grams. And they just... And I was there at the doorbuster this morning, getting those $9 grams, so... The reason we've been pre-funking is because we need to test a lot of shit out there. There's a lot of shit in the I-502. Good stuff, $8 grams of gold, and $8 grams of dirt. And I know between you and I don't want to buy $50 grams of terp crystals.
Mm-mm,
or high-end marketplace stuff when, well, there can be some treasures found, isn't that right, Tino, in the $9 a gram bin, so.
9 to 15.
9 to 15 is what we say here at 502, okay, all day, every day. And except on payday, baby.
They go up to about 20.
Yeah, I was going to say 26.50 is about as high as I'm going. Okay, well, good, Tino. Let's talk about their parents first.
All right. Well, we will talk about, boom, 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 Grapefruit Skunk.
We grew that at Canna.
Yeah,
we have
definitely.
That.
We do.
We've had it. It's delicious. You remember those colas in the outdoor?
Mm-hmm.
Those donkeys?
I never saw it growing.
You
yeah.
did.
I did.
Yeah, you
not.
Did. It was a big one. Tell you me.
Yeah.
We grow hybrid style. We can't tell you all the secrets, can we,
Tina? No, we cannot.
No, we cannot.
That's on a need to know basis.
And you're like, what secrets? Oh, we work in the I-502 industry. We work for you, the consumers. We're not going to tell you which one yet, unless Tina already has. But we're going to keep that a mystery just for a little bit. And we're not going to tell you proprietary stuff either, because we're not going to get our bosses super pissed off at us.
Amen, bro.
Holla! Big T!
Keep your job!
Yeah, thanks for the paycheck!
Yeah. But we are in the I-502 business, so we kind of know what's good, what do you want to be looking for into that budget price range, because, you know, we're not out there buying $50 grams.
Just as Clock said.
Yeah, we're working class folks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we also know how hard it is to maintain a superior product. We've just won 2 dope cups, hint, hint to who we are, and 2 more.
Four.
As we got 2 on each finger, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
For a four, total of 4.
I'm pretty sure it's 4, and then maybe a runner-up one, too, so that's
perhaps.
Pretty much 5.
We don't count that one.
Yeah.
We don't.
Oh, yeah, we put a sticker on the bags.
Yeah,
our Gelato 41 is fire.
Yes, it is.
Either way, so we can see the corners that could be cut, and we see our competitors and other people cutting those corners, and we know how the industry can
exactly.
be. So we are crusaders for you, the public. Okay, what I'm trying to do right now is get a little bit of Grape Ape history. We're about to take a dab of some Grape Ape. Tino, who made the Grape Ape live resin you're going to smoke tonight?
It is actually brought to us
processed
by Stud Horse.
Mountains Extract.
Stud Horse Mountains Extract. And they do a lot of the live resins that I usually go with. And honestly, they do a pretty damn good job, Clock. I will say that.
Good. I've been to that mountain. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful
really
Stud
nice.
Mountain. No, I've never been.
I've been on the God horse.
God damn it. I was trying to do a horse it, penis reference. And bombed terribly. My bad.
Would have been nice.
Something about studs. You know. Anyway.
I mean, he was just a real good looking guy.
Yeah, he was.
He was a big hunk. Just like the candy.
He was chewy. A bear.
Whoa. Hey, but, we're keeping it clean here. Hey, we support the LGBTQ community, all the rainbows, except that one where they're trying to piggyback and say man boy love and the pedophile thing.
The pedophile thing. Yeah. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, that shade of the rainbow, I just really don't vibe. Want it on my rainbow.
That's not cool, man. But is this a podcast about weed or about politics? Who are we to say?
I know, but I'm just saying, if we're talking about tasting the rainbow tonight.
Oh, God.
I want to know. I'm just letting you know. There are some shades of that rainbow I don't want on my rainbow flag. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Okay. Now back to Granddaddy Purple. I'm going to tell you this. I go to seedfinder.eu, okay? Tell me that you believe everything that you hear and see on the internet, and I'll call you a goddamn liar. But when I was struggling to find any information back in 2014, that's when I discovered this website. And it's really a comprehensive, and probably not 100% true, but it's the most comprehensive and accurate lineage and genealogy I can find for cannabis. And for me, when I start looking at all these hybrid strains, it's really hard for me to say 100% indica, 100% sativa, the way I read this. Well, this is more of the hybrid game, and that's what we do. We're hybrid growers. Grow hybrid style, grow hybrid strains. We're terp farming right now is what we're doing. And I gotta say, the Grape Ape, it says it has Granddaddy Purple in it. Mendo Perps crossed with Skunk crossed with Afghanistan. That sounds delicious. Am I mistaken? So Grape Ape then to me is just a version of Granddaddy Purple. Is that what I'm reading from this lineage?
That's what it sounds like, Doug.
Around, you pass that around, boys. We'll take a look at that. And I gotta be honest, I'm super excited to be tasting anything that has Mendo Perps.
Yeah.
Or Granddaddy Perps up in it. So you can definitely, we're about to crack the bag of Skittles up. Even here, right here. This is Canna Organics and 8th.
That's for bought you ASMR today. Freaks out there.
That's right.
I am one of them.
Thanks for sharing, Tino.
Been getting the word.
You can just.
I gotta get the nose on.
Yeah, you got it. I'm passing this around to my man Justin over here.
Thank you, sir.
Of all of these mixtures.
All of them. All of them. And then you go to that grapefruit, and it says what? G-Funk is just an unknown hybrid?
Yeah.
And an unknown strain is crossed with it. So we may never know what Skittles' true lineage is. But this says it's indica dominant.
And 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
I mean, is it really? I mean, maybe in terpene crystal form?
Now,
maybe concentrate?
I read earlier today that while it being an indica hybrid, indica dominant, it does give you more feelings of like uplifting, more energetic, like definitely more sativa notes, but still giving you that nice indica hit.
See, me personally, when I smoke Canna Organics, I prefer their Forbidden Fruit and their Skittles because it's a more manageable high for me, and indicas really knocked me on my ass. So I definitely get a sativa effect off of the Skittles. And a little bit off the fruit. The fruit's more chill, but it's more manageable for me. So I don't know what that has to do with anything about their actual terpenes or anything. Maybe it's the fucking floral fruity terpenes that we're getting, but
could be.
Yeah,
it definitely could be.
Yeah, it's dank as fuck. But I'm gonna roll up a joint actually, because I can't stand it any longer. I gotta taste the flower.
And I've seen a couple, and I'm off. Pretty sure due to different phenotypes, must be. I've seen different pictures of Skittles, and mostly, you usually see it being a nice, like, bright green, and, you know, sometimes you'll see the orange hairs, but sometimes it actually incorporates some purple in it. The anthocyanins. Woo, 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 woo. What's that?
Whoa, that's, is that?
That is the word of the week. Anthocyanins is the reason why some weed can get purple. It's a natural occurring pigment, and... I've actually seen them extract that and use it in THCA to make it purple. It's really cool. It's a natural purple pigment.
That was Tino's Instagram fact of the week, folks. Boom. Tino gets his facts from it.
It's bringing you real news from everywhere.
The news that matters. Speaking of news. Ayo's. We got a hot take on a Jelly Belly. David Klein, the inventor of Jelly Bellies, is coming out with 38 flavors of CBD infused jelly beans.
You can just say 38.
38 different flavors, including mango, pineapple, ice cream shake.
Wow.
And that nasty one that you get in the Bamboozled. I will say it's 10, it says 10 milliliters of CBD per jelly bean. So 10 milliliters.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm not too sure on the math on that, but if it's 10 milligrams, like we're used to
here. What's a thousandth? A milliliter is a thousandth.
One thousandth of what, a gram?
But of a, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
White guy math.
I
went to high school.
Yeah.
Okay, so either way, I'm pretty sure if each Jelly Belly is 10, whatever that power may be, I could eat 100 Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, regardless.
So I'm really excited about this. However, if there's an ability to get like 5 pounds of them, like Costco size CBD, that's the way those things should be eaten. Okay? Yeah. There's no way I'm doing anything less than that. You're a bitch.
Yeah. Well, compared to a normal jelly bean, which isn't helping you to eat it anyways, at least there's a little bit of CBD in it to like give you something to be like, hey, here's some shit, but hey, there's some CBD.
Exactly. And CBD is just really a nice natural remedy. Yeah, I like putting it on my body. I got a salve that I like to use.
And they're back to
and,
you.
Actually, last night I slept on my neck wrong, and I woke up and I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Just like, fuck shit. That's how I felt.
Oh, you felt worse than... All right. So what did you do to ail yourself?
Well, I've got this...
Other than complain.
I've got this really good stuff called Nectar Craft, and... It's a nice CBD 50-50 THC CBD salve that I got at the Hidden Bush, and it's just really nice topical, and it does the trick really well. You just get it nice and warm a little bit, rub it on your ailment.
A little nectar of the gods,
a little nectar for your neck.
A little nectar for your neck.
It's a nectar.
Okay, well, curious, yeah.
Right now, we have Clock rolling up a Skittles joint.
What we call a New York pinner.
A New York pinner.
Yeah.
All right.
Justin rolled a fatty pre-show.
Yeah.
Mine looks like a pinner.
It looks like a little brother version of it.
Yeah, no, I don't know about little brother.
And we were smoking
a little preemie baby, maybe.
Sour Diesel number 2 earlier today. That was a joint that we smoked. It was really good. I thought it was pretty tasty. It had the Sour Diesel effects. Definitely uplifting. Sativa for sure. Definitely sativa. We were pre-jamming on some Golden Lemons vape cart. That's a high terpene extract as well. And flavors on that is amazing. The lemon in that, you can't beat it. It's almost similar to like a lemon Skittle, but definitely more just like...
Earthy.
Mm. Yeah, definitely more of an earthier...
Yeah.
An earthier lemon.
Very citrusy.
Citrusy, but... Yeah, funk.
Yeah.
Funk citrus with it.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
And those are in a gram cart now. They have those Canna Organics 1 gram vape carts, which is something I've been really waiting on for a while, being a vape cart guy. So, I mean, what, $30 for a full gram cart?
Hey.
You can't beat that. That's some really high quality.
No, I think it was $49 before my discount.
Oh, wow, $49.
They're fat. And you're like, wait a minute. $50 for a gram?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it is like fresh cut flour each and every time you hit it.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when you used to get a sack, you used to like open that bud, you used to crack it before you like put it, and you used to be able to smash it into your nose, and be like, I'm about to smoke. Well, hitting those vape carts is like doing that over and over and over again. Plus, you get the power of distillate. Which separates your mind from your head and your body. For me, it makes me dumb as shit. So I only smoke it when I want to do absolutely nothing with my life.
But watch your football.
But hey, at least it's like a green hit every time you hit it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Tino, I'm going to move right into the terp of the week. Speaking of... floral notes, my man.
Ooh.
This is brought to you by The Workshop. The Workshop.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored yet. We want one, though.
We're out here. And we're
humulene. With a humulene. First identified in hops, a humulene can compose up to 40% of the essential oil, a humulene, and humulene epoxides are largely responsible for the hoppy aroma of beer. Modulation of inflammatory activity has also been observed with A. humulene.
I'm pretty sure that's alpha. That's what that symbol stands for.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. One of two. First one. I don't know.
Alpha means alpha. One?
Like a dominant, more of a dominant.
I'm not entirely sure. I just know it just means alpha.
What Sawyer's referring to is he's a grammar Nazi, and there is a small letter A, what we call lowercase.
I'll pull that up for you real quick. Let me pull that up for you real quick.
Yes, please do that.
I will do that.
First identified in hops. Well, God bless them. Yeah. You know? Hops, nature's cousin to cannabis.
Exactly.
It says woody, bitter, peppery, and floral. And then look at this. It's got a beautiful picture of the hops plant on there.
That is really beautiful.
God bless the workshop. That's what I got to say.
Yep. Shouts out to the Big Ten.
Yeah. Thanks to Big T for sponsoring this card. Tune in next week. We'll get another one.
Yeah.
Okay, Tino, I'm going to shoot it over to you, sir. You said you wanted to do Tino's Glass Artist of the Moment.
Sure.
Okay?
Ooh, nice.
Who you got on tap? What are they presenting? And how much is it, if you know the price of something?
Well, actually, there's a guy I've been actually put on to by the guy sitting right across from me, Jersten.
Hey, all right, Jersten. Here's the difference between alpha and beta in terpenes.
Let's go back
alpha
to that.
Means it's more prevalent in... More prevalent in nature. So alpha pinene is more prevalent than beta pinene.
Okay.
So that's what that kind of refers to.
Okay.
All right.
So that means that's the more abundant terpene.
Okay.
Our terpene of the week was more abundant than its
up to 40% of the essential oil. Okay. Could be that particular one.
Exactly.
Alpha.
Alpha.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Call me Jamie.
Jumped right back into it.
Okay.
Balls deep in, go.
And you know, back to the glass artist I was talking about, Justin Terwilliger, he put me onto him. His name is M. Philpott. Let me pull that up. I think it's 01. I really can't remember off the top of my head. Let me see real quick. I believe it's M. Philpott.
Yeah, those guys are cool, man.
M. Philpott 1, and he does some really cool glass, actually. I'll even show you guys what he does.
Show you with your words.
Yeah,
he means.
Yeah,
he
exactly. Yeah,
a picture,
totally,
Bob,
yeah.
Ross.
He makes really small. I'd say probably 8 to 10 inch glass rigs. Okay. And what really makes it special is at the down stem, rather than kind of coming out from the base like a regular bunk, he somehow manages to wrap that piece of glass around the rig, and then the very end it kind of shoots out away from the bung. And then it usually he has it attached by some piece of glass from the actual body of the rig to the downstem, reinstating it, making it a lot more sturdy. And just the technique that he uses and the colors, he does this design called the Razor Maria that I've never seen before, where it makes like a disc, and it's like, I mean, obviously razor. I don't know.
Razor Maria?
Yeah, Razor Maria. I'm not sure if it's that sharp, but it's really cool. It, kind of is almost like a top, if you will, a compressed top with like really, really flat sides.
Hmm.
And
it's hard for me to like picture it, I guess, but I can get it.
Yeah, and then
it's a good description, though.
Yeah.
And a lot of these pipes, you basically just have the most minimum amount of water, and the function of it is the water will just spin around the base.
Yeah, because of that down stem going sideways like that creates a vortex.
And honestly, I asked him yesterday.
Is that Skittles?
Yes, sir. We got the Skittles joint.
On deck.
As we're talking about Philpott, we talk about one of these rigs, 8 to 10 inches, recycler style, Black Maria, whatever. How much is one of these rigs? And where can I find one?
The price varies.
Let's go price range then.
Price range?
Yeah.
For a simple one that had, and I'm assuming that, you know, with the Razor Marias, I'm assuming that probably adds a little bit of cost just because it's a little extra time. This one was just a clear with a little bit of a tone of orange. I asked him personally, and he said $550. For that one.
Just $550.
$550.
We're talking heady glass here, though.
Yeah.
Heady glass.
Heady glass.
Nice.
And
it depends on which Philpott you talk to. Because there's like four of them. They're a whole family of glass. Really cool.
So it's a family. The Philpott family. Gotcha.
He's on senior.
He's talking to senior. So I'm sure senior's rigs, are they more expensive than juniors?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because oh, I would they think. Are. Okay. I would think. Oh, they do the Wizards? Is that him too, or is that someone different?
The Wizards.
Yeah, never mind. Forget I said. Edit that out.
We can look that up right now.
Edit that out.
We can look that up.
No, let's not take away from I'll the pull Philpott that up real family. Quick.
Yeah, the Philpott family. So you can find him, the senior, M. Philpott. That's P-H-I-L-P-O-T, one on Instagram. And that's where he posts all of his glass is, I'm pretty sure, up for grabs, available for sale. You can even ask for custom inquiries. Mm-hmm. You know, he gets back to you within at least a day. Mm-hmm. At least a day.
A lot of them do daily auctions, too. Mm-hmm. So they'll blow a piece, and then they'll sell it same day. You know, wow. Like, some of them, I've seen some of them go for, like, $80, depending on which Philpott you talk to. Mm. But I've seen some of them go for, like,
$3,500?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just fucking...
And we these are mostly small pieces is what I'm getting at. Well, we're looking at some pictures right now of them. But like, no two-footers, no huge ones. They're mostly just small, intricate, recycling the glass or the tornado effect, whatever you call that, spin motion. First of all, I want to interrupt Philpott. I'm sorry. We're halfway through this Skittles joint. It tastes amazing.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Because... It's good right now. All flavor, dude.
Like, yeah. Every hit is this nice, just creamy, fucking fruity.
It genuinely
aftertaste even, dude.
Smells and tastes just like Skittles, and it makes you wonder where Skittles got that taste from.
Maybe exactly. They got it from the weed, man.
Yeah, definitely Skittles be using some humulene, hot fucking terps or something, because...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this joint is perfect, even though it's a pinner. The flavor the entire way through has been nothing but fresh fucking Skittles. Yeah. I can't say how impressed I am with this round of can of organics Skittles. And let's talk about THC percentages.
Let's do it.
Its total is 24.7.
Wow.
The THC total is 21.6. And it even has a hint of CBD. Wow. You know, I wish
what's the CBD on it? There's actually
0.1.
Point one percent.
Totally. I mean, it's minute, but it's still there. I do wish they did terpene profiles. I do wish I knew a little bit more, because I would love to find out what the dominant terp in this particular
case. For sure, man.
But I'll still buy it. I'll still buy it. It's still fire. It's got so I'm not worried.
Let's hear the joke on the back. Let's just see what this sounds like right now.
Now, with Canna Organics, he's referring to, usually they have a joke on the sticker where they have the UBI... barcode.
Yeah.
And it's usually pretty hilarious.
Alright, so hey Justin, why did the lifeguard save the hippie?
Why?
Because he was too far out, man. That's cool, man.
And that joke was brought to you by Canna Organics.
I like that.
You ever be like really far out, man?
That's really good. I personally am not a usually huge fan of joints. Normally when I get pre-rolls, I don't know, you can tell that the material that they use in their pre-rolls is, you know, not the best.
Shake.
Yeah, it's their shake, and,
it's not bud.
I don't know, what I like about this is that the flush on this Skittles is really good, you know, all the way through, there's no harshness.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really killed myself, and usually with pre-rolls, that's something that happens to me.
Yeah, you start tasting the resin a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But even the resin from this fucking Skittles is out of this world, man.
Yeah.
You ever pressed any of it?
Have I ever pressed? No. Back when rosin first came out, I did get a hair straightener and try it a few times, but I'm not really down for the rosin game yet. I can see where that would be very cool to take fresh cured cannabis and press it and smoke the plant product that way. It does seem like a very cool concept, but... You know, just the whole process of wrapping it up and putting it in and the price you pay for it. I hear returns are close, you know, to being, you know, 10%. Mm-hmm. So that's almost worth it, I guess, you know, 1 gram, 1/10 of a gram of concentrate.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
The return is a real pain.
So are you eating this thing? Eating this roach? Or are you Wu-Tang this?
Oh, yeah, sure.
For one time's sake?
I haven't done this in a minute.
Wow. Yeah.
It's delicious.
It's Skittles. You should. Salute.
Tell them what a Wu-Tang is.
Wu-Tang is when you either, one, eat it, or two,
just a little
you just inhale it while it's about to burn out. mm-hmm. and then you blow the smoke out after you inhale it.
It was just a little bit.
Mm. Tastes good.
Easy. Yeah. It was like a Skittles piece of Skittles and tar. It was like I was chewing on one of the fucking pink Skittles. Wow. And you know the pink ones are the good ones, so. Mm. you want to smoke that, right? Of course you do.
Of course you do. Okay, well, there you go. Skittles. We smoked it. It was amazing all the way through.
Thank you, Canada Organics. Thank you.
Well, let's get down the list. So we smoked the child, just like a true OG would. and now we go after the parents.
Okay.
So we will go through the Grape Ape Live Resin, and then we also have the Grapefruit Skunk HE vape card.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited for this. Yeah. I'm about to get it lit up in here. But here's the deal. To you, I'm a pot smoker, you're a pot smoker. This whole thing's been kind of a whirlwind situation for us, hasn't it been?
Yeah.
The last 5 years, we were smoking bowls and doing other things, and now all of a sudden we have dab rigs and bongs and e-nails and vaporizer boxes, and it's really sometimes overwhelming to admit that maybe I don't know how to use this, or maybe I am totally smoking this product wrong. So if you've ever felt like that, I got your back. Like I said, I've been smoking for 23 plus years, and I still probably take my dabs a little too hot. So we're going to start a segment called I-502 Etiquette, from me to you. And tonight is the perfect time to talk about hot dabs. Mm. How hot is too hot? How low is too low? If you ain't tasting, you ain't wasting, and other terminology. So you're going to hear, I use propane torch. I've used fancy butanes. I've used MEP gas. I've tried many different things to heat my nail. And I'm telling you right now, I choose propane because it's cheap and it heats the shit up. That's why. $6.24 at Walmart, $3.24 a can. It lasts 3 weeks, and I dab probably 17 times a day. Okay? So, while I get this heated up, let's just talk for a minute, okay?
And for the working man, that's what we want, right? We want cheap, something that's going to be reliable that we can get to on an everyday basis.
Totally.
Like Clock said, Walmart, $3 all day, every day.
You have to know the difference between cheap that's good and cheap that's bad.
Right, exactly.
That's the killer.
You have experiences with getting bad?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I went into a dispensary one time and I asked them for some rosin. Right? Because I hadn't had rosin yet, so I was like, let's go try it. And they brought me back a gram. I didn't look at it. You know, I was a little more ignorant back then.
Sure.
And, and I took it home, and I pull it out, and I look in, and it's black. It is just completely black.
That sucks.
And I hadn't smoked rosin before, so I was like, I don't know, maybe it's supposed to look like it. Again, I wasn't doing my research. And I dabbed that, man, and it was like smoking a fucking dab of bones, man. It tasted so bad. It was so harsh. Bad material.
Wow.
Horrible material, man.
Material is key.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So right now, what's it been? Like a minute and so and change?
Yeah.
I got a red hot $5 quartz nail from Nature's Gifts.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure it comes from China, so it's Chinese quartz. Not that I care, but I don't know if the flavor probably differs from a quav quartz, sure. I imagine. Mm-hmm. But I brought out here a collection of all the different nails that I've owned over time.
I was going to ask.
You know, back in the day, you remember, Vio, when you and me were just using titanium nails or glass nails within the dome you put over it? I had that.
Yeah.
I had this is a titanium one skillet.
Yep.
A skillet with the bell, inverted bell mechanism.
Cool,
I've smoked about 1,000 grams out of that.
Wow.
Then I've gone through about 300 of these super thin nails when thin nails were in.
Oh, yeah, these little cheap glass ones.
Oh, the cheap glass ones.
And then they break so easy. You overheat them, pop!
All day, every day, long before the world of carb caps was that. And then the last one is, I also jumped on the nectar collector fad.
Mm.
And I probably have about 1,000 nectar collector incidents.
That's your nectar collector?
That was my mini.
Okay. I
had the jumbo, bit the dust. Yeah. So we've gone through it. Now we're here at quartz. Now we're here at e-nails. What's next? Ceramic? What's next in this technology
mm-hmm.
for nails?
Yeah. How long you let it cool down for?
how long do I let this out now? Obviously, I've been blabbing on for at least 30 seconds. I'm going right now.
Totally. Dude, imagine if they made a pure diamond nail.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. I bet you there's one out there, dude. Imagine the dude dabbing off of a pure diamond nail right now. Because you know there's one out there. Oh, I'm not the first person to think
that. It's a high end.
Mm. Oh, stud mountain. Mm.
Stud horse mountain.
See, you gotta waste it to taste it, bud. You hit it at a really good lower temperature.
That looked like it was nice.
I let it go a little bit longer than that. That was perfect.
It's like grape juice. It's like being out in the woods and tasting the forest right after a rain.
That sounds amazing. Sounds really good.
Oh, good lord.
So what is the consensus on the lower temperature dab?
You know, here's the deal. I still got a pool of fucking dab in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you may have talked for more than 30 seconds.
You need Q-tips.
Well, and no, here's the good thing about that.
And it's still going. You're still hitting that thing, man.
Now, here we have another technique of dabbing, and this is a cold start, where if you have a little bit of a pool in your nail...
Oh, I've hit this thing about 6 times now. Yeah, dude. I'm still fucking hitting it. I still am tasting grape juice in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
What Tino's trying to do is motion me over to heat this thing up. I'm saying, Tino, hold on a fucking minute. Because my lungs are not going to handle this heat up. So, I got a pool here. Who wants to hit this pool? Anybody?
I'll take
Jay Dizzle, want to take some of this?
I like to, when I do my little reheats, I let them go for between 5 and 7 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't let it get very hot at all.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have not found a diamond dab nail on Google, by the way. I've been looking, trying to find one, dude. I want to see a diamond dab nail.
I bet you get a good dab off this one, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go.
Yep.
And see, that was a 5 to 7 second heat up. If you have a little bit of a puddle, don't be afraid to heat it up for 5 to 7 seconds. You won't get that butane propane flavor. You'll still get the nice flavor from whatever concentrate you were just dabbing on. And would you say that's a tried and true statement right there, Mr. Jesse?
Yeah, that fucker just got me high as shit.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice that Justin trimmed his beard today?
I did.
Whoa, I thought it was just hella braided.
No.
Wow.
He trimmed his beard today, dude. Look at that.
It took a lot off.
I was super happy.
Does it feel good?
It feels weird to have air on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it does.
I dig the mountain man, though.
It looks good.
Yeah, it does. And then we got Tina with new glasses over here.
I saw this dude the other day that had fucking... cheek hair all the way down, you know, to like his nipples. I was like, man, that is really
that's
dedication.
That's the song, man. I can see it. I was like, what is this?
Sorry, anyway, I droned.
You look good. I'm sorry I didn't notice. You feel bad now.
It's okay, you know. Hey, my face is beautiful all the time, dude.
100% true. Yeah, that's 100% true fact right there.
Ooh, all of us.
Tino, I'm feeling good right now. How about you? Do you need a heat up?
Yeah, I will take a dab.
This is one more time for the dab etiquette. I'm going to get this fucker red hot, and we're just going to let it count down. And I like a clean nail. I don't know about anybody else.
I do.
You know, if you do take lower temperature dabs, a good way to keep the nail clean is to Q-tip it.
Q-tip it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Q-tip the pool out after you've had enough of your dab. You know, it's wasted.
Sure. So. Now, I'm sure we've all been there. It's happening to us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been high as hell. Midnight, 1:30 in the morning, you just took a dab, and you're going to take another dab, right? And this might have been the first time it happened to you. There's a little bit of a puddle, and then you see your nail kind of like catching on fire, and you go, oh fuck, what do I do? What the fuck do you do? Ride the wave, ladies and gentlemen. Let it burn off. Otherwise, it's just really going to get weird.
But
don't freak out.
You know, if you Q-tip it, it won't do that.
Exactly.
That's the best thing about the Q-tip.
Exactly. If you
disclaimer, Q-tip, Justin works for the Q-tip factory.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has them for sale in the trunk of his car.
Yeah, dude, I got 200 Q-tips in a container for 99
We're still not
cents.
Sponsored, though. Yeah.
Still not sponsored.
I'm not giving up my sources, Walmart.
This is a great moment to say we kind of want sponsors.
Yeah.
You know? But not just any sponsor will do. It's not like we're just going to, oh my god.
Hey, I'm out of
here. Spread your goddamn legs.
Oh, wait. Who do you want to see that?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Hey, who's this? Yo, what's up?
This is the kind of content we want sponsored, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Troy, sorry, man. I didn't mean to answer the phone all fucking rudely. What's up, man?
Okay, we're going to take a moment here to pause, I imagine. No. Tina, you can take your dab.
Alrighty. Well, yeah, so you were talking about weed etiquette, dab etiquette. We probably had this thing hot for...
a minute.
At least a minute.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should be taking time.
We should
be. You know, more seriously.
And I mean,
the guesstimation, but...
this really comes down to it. I mean...
but if you talk, yeah, man, you know, it's not going to matter.
I mean, are you going to be up
still
be
engaging.
How serious are you with your dabs? You know, are you just trying to get high really quick? Or are you just maybe wanting to...
Alright, well, hey, man, I'll give you a call.
Not have to worry about it, and just, you know... Sorry, I lost my train of thought right there.
It's okay. I'm trying to listen to Sawyer's conversation, so I'm good. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is... the official sound of a smoke break here on the High 502 Guys show. What's that? Yeah, that's a garage door.
You bet your ass it is.
Hey, you know.
I'm going to hit the stab.
Some of the biggest podcasters in the game right now are doing that out of the garage, man.
I'm not worried.
Dump equipment.
Exactly. All you need is good content.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen anywhere. Okay?
Whoa, mama. Yeah.
Do you know how to take his hat off, ladies and gentlemen? The dab was that good.
Off, man.
Well, how hot is too hot? You know, I've taken a lot of hot dabs on hot laps, and they're not good for you.
No.
Not one bit. I'd even say that they're probably causing damage, more harm than good in that circumstance.
Yep, I've been there.
But to smoke those THCA crystals you find in the store, you kind of have to hit those pretty hot.
You have to.
So that's why I prefer sugar waxes, but that's just me.
I'd be okay with I let the THCA cool down for like 30 seconds.
30 seconds?
Mm-hmm. You still do?
Yeah, and I still get an okay dab off of it. Okay.
What about that residue that occurs, you know? Do you get any of that stuff?
I just clean my bongs.
I'm not going to be honest. When it gets on my teeth, it scares me.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, I mean, that's what, I would imagine any kind of crystalline or any crystal product that gets heated up, I'm sure it'll leave a little bit of residue, you know, but it makes you wonder if you are inhaling it.
What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on in your lungs?
You know, are you slowly getting crystals forming in your lungs? I don't know.
Exactly. Is there any butter that's occurring?
Yeah.
Or permanent.
And that's, you know, it's crazy is that's what, you know, the baby boomers are all about smoking cigarettes for 50 years, and our generation is all about smoking weed. So in 50 more years or 30 more years, we'll really see.
We'll see what's
happening,
exactly.
What the effect of it is.
We are the guinea pig now.
The guinea pig generation.
I think the plant was actually a harmless thing. You know, then we could smoke that plant and ingest it and have no product. But now we're passing hydrocarbons through it.
Yeah.
We're washing it with alcohol and other solvents. So it'll be really interesting to see what 40 years of chronic dab smoking, vape smoking will
do. No.
And you know what? Lost my train.
Yes! That's two trains lost!
Train derailed.
Good.
Hey, speaking of cigarettes, though, I just got back from smoking a cigarette, so my bad, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks for taking a phone call. Thanks for opening the garage.
Personal things that I needed to...
Yeah, that's true. You answered to our boss kind of crazy.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was our boss.
Hey, Tino, tell me about a meme you saw this week.
No, it was
that
Troy that came over.
Well, this week I saw a meme, and I honestly, there's been a string of them, and I can't stop thinking about them. They are tweets because recently J.K. Rowling came out of nowhere and said that Grindelwald and Albus Dumbledore of the Harry Potter world had a homosexual relationship. Yes. And since then, there have been a plethora of different J.K. Rowling nobody memes. And one of them that kind of caught my attention, thought it was funny, it said, nobody, and then J.K. Rowling, Dobby can deep throat a Nimbus 2000.
That's
That's actually pretty funny.
And for those of you don't know, that is the broomstick. I'm going to ride and quit
it. That's actually awesome.
Dobby.
It's a free elf.
Yeah, it's a free elf now, baby.
Yeah.
Tino, give me a shout out. Where do you find your crunchy memes at?
Well, there's a few different meme pages. There's one, and it's like underscore block A, like BLOCKAYE.
Okay.
There's one, and his name is Bees. I think that's like underscore Bees. There is another one, and it's spelled with two Q's, but it is Nika Tree. And those are like, I'm pretty sure just like three black kids that are like seniors going into college, because they'll post like life stuff in their captions. Pretty funny guys. They've got a number of followers, maybe 500 to 800,000 followers. So they're pretty funny guys, and they make a lot of original content. And that's where I like to get them. Instagram, usually.
Oh, there you go. Instagram. Instagram. Shout out to Instagram. Usually.
Nice.
You know, we got derailed two trains ago.
Yeah, we did.
We were talking about sponsors, what we're looking for.
Yeah. Everybody, he just shouted out.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, what would you get if you were to be sponsor on our show?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, first of all, you get premium access to all of our content.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll be the first to receive all new episodes and future episodes. We have three categories. We have lifetime. Okay, that's an undisclosed private amount. If you want lifetime advertising, Tino and I show High 502 guys is for sale right now.
We are on the market.
Okay, think of Wayne's World, but podcast.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Hell yeah, man!
Party on, Ryan.
Thank you. Party on, Tino. So, the other level is like the normal kind of sponsorship. You pay us a certain amount of money. We do a little blog or a little blurb at the start of every show. We want free swag, of course, t-shirts, hats to promote on Instagram. We'll also talk about 502 products. I don't really know the area of how we were able to get free samples, but we want samples. And this is where you're going to get the brutal, honest truth about the cannabis products in the I-502. If you're on Instagram, you can go to @TinoSmokes.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask us to review certain products. If you're that business, you can ask us to do an honest review. And so we started tonight with a little bit of Canna Organics and a little bit of Pacific Northwest Growers. We're gonna ask for stuff,
yeah.
But we're not gonna be like those kind of guys. It's like, oh, you gave us stuff, so we're gonna give you a good review. No, this is no dope magazine bullshit.
Well,
okay,
I like that,
this
man.
Is something where
cool.
I work. My time is valuable, and I want to spend it on a product. And if
nice.
It's not going to be good enough for me to spend my money on, I'm not going to tell anybody else to do it. So you can send me the top cream of your crop, but it better be a normal gram that you're going to give out to the store. Don't try to sucker me with no, like, shake and bake. All right, I've been to downtown Seattle, okay? I've bought some fucking newspaper in a green fucking pouch. I know your games. Okay? That's level
what
two. Okay, level one, okay, good. You want a shout out on my show? Great. Oh, what's that worth to me? It seems like a lot of hassle, but I think we need coverage. So
what about just an inquiry? Hey man, heard your show. Can you give me a shout out?
Yeah,
for now?
Right now, shout outs are free, okay?
Yeah.
Free comes at my discretion. Also, I'm 2XL in a t-shirt. Tino is a girl size medium, so
I'm a large or an XL.
Okay, next week we're gonna have email from our viewers. This week we don't have an email set up yet. We're still deciding on an official podcast name, as well as how do you navigate Google's account access with two different emails. A real wing dinger, if you like. I googled it before the show, but once again, I've had about 15 fucking different marijuana products in the last 45 minutes, so I'm barely holding my fucking anus shut. Yeah. So if you want to sponsor, be a sponsor of the show, go ahead and get to @TinoSmokes.
On Instagram.
Sponsor
tight anus.
Yeah. I'm going to take a piss, but when I come back, I'm going to do the segment called Clock Story Time.
Oh, God.
Where I tell a story from my youth.
Yes.
Because I'm an open book. I feel like if you expose, you can either hide who you are and hide what you've done, or just accept it and be the first one to talk about it, because then that way no one can hurt you with this stuff.
Yeah, of
course. So if we're about to blow up, you're about to find my secrets, okay? You're about to find out how much peanut butter I like to put on my schmeckle, and what breed of dog likes to lick it off. So before we get into that, I'm going to go pee. Tino, carry the show.
All right. Well, taking over, we've had a lot going on tonight.
Yeah, man.
I'll talk about a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff that, you know, has just happened. I think around, like, the 43-minute mark when we were all talking, sort of threw a cigarette butt in my beer.
No, it was not a cigarette butt, folks. He fell for it. It's a clamshell. It's when you fucking bend the cap with one hand, and then you drop in someone's beer.
The cap of your beer.
It's just the cap of
it's
your beer.
It's a bottle.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
you can still drink that. Yeah, it just means that you have to
you
slam
believe
it.
Me? I'm sorry,
ladies
man.
And gentlemen, I was in a really bad place. Honestly, yeah, I was like, man, there was a cigarette butt in there.
I'm sorry. I told him that
like,
it was a
cigarette
butt, but
you cannot destroy
me,
an IPA
bad.
Like
yeah,
that.
I
what is wrong with you?
I was my bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've had a few beers as well today, so I'm also in a state of vulnerability and gullibility. Other than that, ladies and gents, gentlemen around me.
Hey, me and Justin are going to fucking hijack the spot real quick.
Let's do it.
This is their show, but hey, we're just going to hang out and talk, dude. This guy helped me all day today move. And
yep.
How was that?
Helping you move?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like helping anybody move. It sucks, but, you know. you do it because you care about your friends, man, you know.
Great answer. Anyways, how did you enjoy your day?
My day was good, though. It was a good day. I got to play some Call of Duty. Got to wave 19 by myself. Still haven't hit
that
20 mark yet.
On what map?
Survival mode's killing me. It was on Breach.
Oh, what's Breach?
I think that's the... you know, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3.
Oh, yeah, no, we were playing survival mode the other weekend.
Was it, I think it's the bank one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn, that's really fucking good, dude.
Fucking
holy
hard.
Shit, actually.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Ryan
back.
Clock. He's back from his...
We're passing the show back over to these guys
from
now.
His pee. Ryan?
Hey, now.
What time is it?
9:02. This week I'm going to share with you a story from my teenage years.
This is gold, dude.
Back in, let's see, this would be, I think, a story from 1996. I was probably a sophomore in high school, so that'd make me about 15. My birthday's in June, so 15 and a half.
Not menthol.
Hey! No, we can come down and hit this vaporizer car if you want. You want to smoke some weed? Come smoke some weed.
Mrs. Clock, come on down.
Whoa, mystery woman. Hey, girl.
Hey, I just went on a long-ass walk.
You did?
So my girlfriends and I do at the Fitbit.
Hell yeah.
And
oh,
we're,
nice.
We're on a weekend challenge right now, and my best friend is... 1,000 steps ahead of me. I was like, oh no, bitch. So she's on the floor on the phone and she's like, what are you doing right now? I'm like, I'm freaking walking up a hill. What are you doing? She's like, really? I'm like, I'm kicking your ass, bitch. So I'm walking in the dark right now. I'm like, yeah, I'm like 3 blocks from my house right now. So I caught up to her almost.
Hell yeah.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
She's
gonna run yeah.
So she's going around the fire pit where in Marysville at her friend's house. Doing steps too, and I'm like, you can slow down now.
Oh, wow. You just big dicked her. That's
yeah,
awesome,
I was,
dude.
This is fun. Like, I'm at 21,000 steps.
Wow.
So, nice. Yeah. It's awesome.
That's right.
It's challenging.
In the weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. All day today. This thing is awesome. You guys heard about it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get text messages, phone calls, everything from it.
Wow.
It's awesome. That's like, I can't answer but like if I'm outside, my phone's upstairs, the thing tells me when I'm getting a call. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's a Fitbit?
Yeah, it's a Fitbit.
Wow.
Yeah. They're amazing. So, how do I hit this?
You press and hold while sucking in on the mouthpiece.
Okay.
We have a couple of vape carts going around right now.
It's a potent product.
Sorry, what did you think of this?
I think this is amazing. Thank you.
That is a strawberry lemonade.
Yeah. Oh, that's the flavor?
Yes, sir. It's those Z-Pods, the kind that Big T gets.
You guys need anything? Do you guys need anything from Grampy? Do you guys need munchies?
These guys. I'm good.
I'm good.
I probably shouldn't eat on the microphone. It'll sound horrific.
Yeah, totally.
Microphone. Oh,
yeah.
This has all been recorded.
We're making a podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my laugh does not like being on the camera. Yeah.
Yeah. You got the whisper. You already. Well, you have the voice of an angel.
It's
you'll
okay.
Never hear this podcast.
You just kicked that bitch's ass.
Liz, in Maryville, if you're listening to this, guess what? My wife kicked your ass in the Fitbit.
Yeah. She's basically that, folks.
Yeah. 21,000 steps. Beat that.
Oh, so that's like airs everywhere?
This is live all over the world right now.
Yeah, we have a million viewers right now.
Oh, yeah, that's why my laptop's down here and everything. Yeah. Blowing up in India, babe. New Delhi. Anyway, we got about 10, 15 minutes left.
No rush.
Just about to start a story. I don't know if you want to sit and listen to it. Or...
Oh, no, I'm good.
I need to
go stuff my face with popcorn and finish the menu and maybe go on another walk.
Okay, thanks for coming.
Thanks for stopping by.
Okie dokie.
That was fun.
That password. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Your wife's cool, dude.
Yeah. She's the best, guys.
Oh, you're making me feel all cuddly.
Kind of ruined the moment, though. Am I right?
No, not at all. You're about to tell some badass story. Story time.
Okay. 1996, sophomore, 15, turning 16. Still don't have my driver's license yet. I don't get it till June of that year. It's probably like springtime, okay? Peninsula College used to have dorms. Okay, dormitories, college housing. They tore it all down, who knows when, and now they rebuilt a bigger campus and all that other stuff. But back in the day, there used to be dormitories there. And think about Port Angeles, think about Clallam County, the isolation.
Yeah.
The Peninsula College was like the melting pot. It was pretty much the only multicultural, multiracial place, and this dormitory was like the biggest melting pot of it all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool. There was kids from Japan and China, black kids playing basketball. Like there was
kids
in school, right? So it was like really cool to be able to hang out with that. I'm 15 and a half. I'm hanging out in this dormitory,
that's
you know,
awesome.
Because of my connections. You know, I used to hang out every weekend with these set of twins, Kip and Ty Westermark. Sorry about dropping your real names, but fuck you. Yeah, you know, like when you Facebook request an old friend, and you can like you're just like, oh, I'm waiting for Kip to fucking friend me back, and then he doesn't ever friend you back. You're naive enough to be like, we spent childhood memories together. I want to look at your photos, you know. But no. One sells insurance, one doesn't print Facebook request me. I don't know what he does. Okay. Anywho.
These guys were with you on this day in 1996.
Oh, 1996. They did Running Start, I believe. One of them did. Kip did. Running Start was a program where a kid in Port Angeles High School could start going to college classes. That way, when he finished high school, he could, in theory, have a 2-year college degree as well.
Well, I mean, that's what Running Start's always been.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right?
I didn't know
it's
if that was the first time in history or if we were late to the party.
Totally.
Yeah, so Anyway, so he had access to the college. He also lived on Golf Course Road. Golf Course Road and the Peninsula College, they don't necessarily meet up by roads, but there is a ravine. Mm. You can walk down to the bottom of the ravine and back up the other side, and you're at the back door of the college. It used to be a sick way to sneak away from the cops. It's near this place we call the Power Lines. Anyway, so every weekend, his parents lived above, and we kind of like, there was this downstairs thing. We'd always be like, good night, Mr. and Mrs. Westmark. We're going to go watch a movie. We turn on a movie, and we just walk out the back door. Most of the time, we were shitting in the sand trap at the golf course. That was kind of
really?
Yeah.
No way, yeah. Hey, dude.
That was kind of a thing I did for a while. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, oh I was God, a really fat kid, and I had a lot of shit in me. And anyway. So during, and then we would rake it all perfectly.
And we would put like cats in a litter box.
Dude, they keep the rake there because after you're done with your shot, the etiquette is like rake it all back up. So I just like go.
And imagine the next person that went to rake that.
That's what I'm saying.
Kids playing in it.
No, there's no kids. It's adults. It's a golf course. You're not letting little kids in the sand trap where you're in the back nine.
So anyway.
Anyway. So during that time. So anyway, during that time of going to the golf course, first of all, lifelong skill. I can shit squatting, doing anything. I'm a master shitter outside. You know, like, here's the hierarchy of drugs. Like, you start with, like, let's say cigarettes. Then you move to beer and wine. Around here, it was chronic weed.
Yeah.
Then you start getting into psychedelics. So we had this, like, weird obsession with the full moon, and we tried to do psychedelic mind-expanding things on full moons. So this night was a full moon, and we decided to go up to the college dormitory. So we snuck out that night out the back door, and we went down the ravine.
Yeah.
Super fucking dark, but like the moonlight was all chill. Like, you know, it was cool. We get to this place, and I think his name was Carrie or some shit like that. Carrie, Harry, something like that. He was an African-American guy. And it's for me, it was like I had only had interactions with two African-Americans as a white person. So it was like really
shit.
Cool.
Oh,
like
totally.
I love the Cosby Show. So like every white person I met had like this astute like thing that came with the Huxtable family. You know
for
that?
Sure. Okay.
So like that's how
Word.
I... Anyway.
Very insightful.
So he busts out a vial and a box of sugar cubes that night, you know? And I'm
what?
Like, oh, shit!
No way.
I'm sitting in this dorm, okay, this dorm room, real tight, and I see him take the sugar cube, and I think a cube has six sides, six, and he goes like this. He takes the dropper, and he just goes, bloop, on one side of the cube, and twists it, and bloop, another drop, and twists it, and then bloop, another drop,
oh,
and twists it, you know?
Three
so,
drops.
Yeah,
oh
and like,
my God.
And he's doing it in this way where I can kind of see the, like, liquid hit the sugar and
yeah.
sort of, like, slowly start to, like, decompose it a little bit,
uh-huh.
you know? And so then I just take that sugar cube, and I was like a little fat kid, you know? So I'm like, you know? And it's gone, you know? So here's the last thing I remember in the dormitories. You know those infinity mirrors where it's just like infinity?
Yeah.
I look into his closet, and it's like that. And I just remember being like, I want inside, you know? So, like, I must have went inside the closet. But here's what I remember and this is how I wake up. I am face down in the grass in front of the Peninsula College. And when you say, like, how in front, like, here's the sign. Here I am in front of the sign, like, face down, ass up,
oh
just rolling
God.
My face in the front lawn.
Oh,
I just remember the sensation of, like, this is the best feeling ever. Imagine a dog's ass on a carpet just smashing your face into the fucking dirt.
Jesus.
And then I shit you not,
awesome.
The goddamn sprinklers really sort of pull me out of it. And I'm just like, is this getting wet?
Sprinklers
are already going. They're already going. I'm rolling. I'm realizing I'm soaked. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm just like, leave me alone with the grass. Water, fucking fuck you. You know? So then,
so
out of the darkness, you know, because the
oh
sign has a light on it, like, I'm blind. And I'm wet. And then out of the darkness comes Kip. And he just, like, grabs me, you know? And he's like, we need to fucking go. Who knows what time it is? But I'm just like, okay. But now comes us tripping balls down the ravine. I'm soaking wet.
Back to
my
the ravine.
My shoes, like, when your feet get wet and they start, like, slipping and, like, the sloppiness.
Inside of them.
Just the worst. Just the worst. Dude. It probably took 20 minutes. Felt like 200 years.
Yeah.
And so, but you know what's cool about tripping balls is, like, I just remember being like, night vision, guys. My fucking eyes were ready for that. So anyway, we make it up the ravine through this housing complex, and we get back, you know, so it's like, oh, thank God, shed my clothes, this fucking just ass out. But, like, you know, I just lost all sense of responsibility. So we woke up the next day, and it was like,
Here we are.
Part two. Yeah, over 1 hour on our first podcast. Let's see how many
that's
minutes
premium
of footage.
Content
yeah, premium
there.
Content that you can sponsor on High 502, nice guys. Plug. Yeah. 2XL female medium. Tino Smokes. Yeah. Okay, we gotta close up the show. We were talking about facts. We were talking about why are we doing this? The mission statement of High 502, guys. And so I'm bringing my man Sawyer in. And what's we were up? Talking about sales of cannabis. Now, we only have facts for 2017, but they are pretty startling. That was, what, year number two or three?
17 was year number... I'm actually not completely sure.
Okay. We'll fact check that.
Yeah, fact check.
I'll write that bad word down. Yep. But either way, 2017, it was $1.46 billion worth of cannabis products. We're talking topicals, flower, edibles, all that stuff.
That's good old American money right there.
Okay, so you're saying, wow, that's a lot of money spent, right?
Yeah.
So the first thing I want to do on High 502, guys, is have a little more transparency on where, as a Washington State resident, does my tax money go? $314 million, I believe, was the tax revenue collected.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Where is that going? Where are my bumpyless roads? Where's my brand new schools, right? Why are we firing 18 teachers in the school district? You know, those sort of things. I won't get too political with it, but I do want you to know, as a Washington State resident, I think about those things. I see Colorado people getting paychecks, and I'm wondering, hi, I'm from Washington. I also like paychecks from my government. What the heck, right? So there's a little bit of that, but let me talk about how much per person was spent. Now, we looked up the census.
And this is per person, not just people over 21. This is just per every single human
in
Washington State.
That's Washington State, the census was 7.6 million people.
Yep.
Man, woman, child, you know, he's absolutely right. We're not doing this based off of over 21 the record of individual cannabis sales. But that number, 7.6 million.
$200 a person, right?
Basically, $193 per person.
Yeah.
I know you guys are spending $200 a year.
And that's
at
not
least.
A lot. That's not a lot.
That's
imagine
not a lot.
Focusing that
that's
down.
That's two or three trips.
At Tino Smokes.
Exactly.
That's three trips a year. Motherfucker goes every week.
Yeah, exactly,
So the real deal is there's lots of people spending lots of money, and that's hard-earned money. And we here at High 502, guys, want to make sure you're getting the right products. You're getting premium products at a great discount. I know Washington State has low cannabis prices, lower than Oregon, lower than California, lower than Colorado. But that doesn't mean your lungs deserve that cheap-ass shit, does it?
No.
So, no, that's what we're here for.
But
okay?
Remember the days back when you'd have to wait, like, 2 hours for a dub sack, right? And then when you hand your $20 over, you're going to be given an amount of weed dealt to you by the weed dealer, right? And that weed dealer had all hearsay and nearsay to how much weed actually went in your bag. I know for a fact that I have gotten a lot of good weed at the time when I was fucking 15, right? Give them $20, I get an eighth back, right? So that's a good price on an eighth. But that is an honest price that's going to my homie who's now got fucking food to pay his bills. Or whatever he feels that is cool with it. And that was all illegal. Now that it's legal, we are having to give some of the money that we generate with a beautiful product and plant that shows you that maybe the system isn't completely correct and we're paying all these taxes on it. So, why would you waste your time giving them the bulk and the quantity with the fucking bad stuff and giving them all the tax dollars when you make better, more well-decided choices on your purchases and get high top-shelf quality stuff, not pay them that money in taxes, you know? Because this isn't about, we're feeding them in. What did Clark just say, $314
million?
Yeah. $314 million that we just gave to the government. Just because we wanted to fucking smoke some weed, man.
And how much you want to bet, most of that was from just the working man.
Yep.
That's right. You
know? Yep.
That's right.
What every single dollar was, man.
Which is why we are here to seek out those sought-after deals that you hear about your buddy hitting up the the local dispensary saying, dude, I got this fucking gram.
It's terrible.
$15 to $20. It was amazing.
It's like a can.
We are here to show you what those companies are, what those strains are, so you can go to your local dispensary and be like, hey man, I would like to see this in the shop. Because it's at a decent price, and it's more than a decent smoke.
Yeah. That's right, that's right. Okay, so listen, let's end the show saying, okay, at the very end of the day, what did we review, and did we like it?
Let's go to the minutes, guys. Great first one.
Flower.
Good one.
Flower. Skittles. From Canna Organics. Did we like it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we liked it.
I hated it.
We loved it. Okay. Snosberry, Pacific Northwest Growers, Concentrate, 72.4% total cannabinoids.
That was the Sweet Pine.
Sweet Pine, yeah.
That's what I'll call
sweet
it.
Sweet Pine, not bad. $8.95 a gram at Nature's, not terrible price.
Maybe you I should have dabbed it. Fuck it.
Was that the
it was this shit.
Yeah, that one got me high pretty much immediately. There it is.
There it is. $8.95 a gram, folks. I'd go to Nature's and grab it. HTE carts from Canna Organics. Let's start with Golden Lemons.
Ooh! Yeah, baby.
Hope you like fresh fucking Golden Lemons, bud, because that's what this is like.
Easy. Yeah. Easily our best. We had 8 different HTE strains. Mm. Golden Lemons, hands down, my personal favorite, and it sold the most.
Yeah, also 1 gram carts now. 1 gram carts.
Beautiful. 1 gram carts,
half a gram won't last you a weekend. 1 gram will.
Just like half a gram's of concentrate. Yeah. Half a gram's of concentrate used to sell. They don't sell anymore. Half a gram's of vapes.
Fucked up, man.
Used to sell. They're not going to sell anymore. Going to 1 gram carts, baby.
1 gram
carts. Better bang for your buck. Don't go back to that store over and over and pay taxes. Just get your weed and get high, man.
Mm-hmm. Also from Canna Organics, we reviewed a 1 gram grapefruit skunk high terpene extract 1 gram vape cart. I hope you like citrus and kapow, because that's exactly what this shit did to me.
We like the funk, baby.
I like it when you smoke it and when you exhale and it kind of tingles your nose. And just like a cat pawing, like, paw my face. Yeah. Give me a paw face. I'm going to give it 2 paw faces.
Yeah. It's a lot of paw faces, guys.
Hey, I'm not lying to you when I say it.
Turkey.
It fucking terp tingle in my nose. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Tino, I really enjoyed having you over personally. Okay, I hope we do this more often.
I do too. Kay? I enjoyed it as well. This was a great first experience in the podcast.
Yeah.
With great people.
I know, our first session for our first friends.
Yeah, totally,
Justin,
dude.
And Sawyer, thanks so much.
You guys
for
are gonna kill
over.
It, man. Mm-hmm. You guys just make sure that you like and subscribe.
Yep. Give us a thumbs up if this is a social media platform that you can do that with.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever it takes, man. Just make sure you keep listening to these two guys, because me and Justin will not always be here. It's always going to be the Clockmeister and Tino Sauce on the side. You
at
know?
Clock Van Wilder.
Yeah. And at Tino Smokes.
At Tino Smokes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. Well, take care.
Appreciate you guys.
Peace, love, and chicken grease.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, peace, love, and chicken grease, everybody.